Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Inviting you to join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Matt.
And Joa.
And of course, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. That's the point of the program here. Coming up, Seattle Police Department may be firing upwards of, like, a third of its officers.
Why?
Yeah, we'll talk about why. It's unvaccinated officers facing the axe. We'll tell you about that. Plus, Chicago also may be having a bit of a conflict between the mayor's office and the police there as well. So we can discuss all those things. Plus, Hillary Clinton has been called a war criminal in the streets. You've got some audio for that, Joa, that you wanted to share. But first, the Jay Stark story. I didn't know who this was until all of a sudden his news about his demise was all over social media late last week, I think it was, mid to late last week. I think it must have been after Thursday that this happened, because we certainly would have talked about it last Thursday with you on the show, Matt.
Yeah, right. I think it was, let's see if it even says in the, I didn't even pay attention to when it was, to be honest with you, but I think it was Monday.
Oh, this Monday. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Monday. But I could be wrong there.
This guy dresses in all black. Mm-hmm. He's got like a black balaclava on with, I don't even think with any eye holes, or he's got goggles over top of it or something like that. You cannot see anything about his face. And from what I understand, he made a name for himself by coming out with 3D printable gun plans.
Most importantly, he designed the first semi-automatic 3D printable gun.
Okay.
And he was generally a gun... First things first, the most important component of Jay Stark is that he's a German. He's not an American.
That's not exactly a very gun-friendly country, right?
No, I'm not sure exactly how it works in Germany, but I know that there are some rules about how many you're allowed to have. So that's why SIG has a drop-in cassette that's serialized, so you can take the cassette out of your gun and put it into a different frame and make a different gun. So SIG has made it possible for German people to own several guns and have just one on the books. This guy, Jay Stark.
I presume that's with some sort of permit from the German government.
Yes,
right?
They know what's up. So they'll sell them, you know, one gun, and then if the person wants to buy an extra slide, an extra barrel, an extra frame, they can do it. Push a couple of pins out, take the cassette in, drop it into the new frame, put the pins back in, put the new barrel and slide on, and you've got a totally different length gun. So it's actually a pretty cool design. I'm glad. SIG as a company, just a side note, SIG as a company has done a very good job at defying the government and finding ways around them and literally throwing things at their faces.
Don't they manufacture in New Hampshire?
They do.
SIG?
Exeter, yep. And there's a ton of Free Staters who work there, too.
Interesting.
So they're the inventors of the arm brace. They invented the brace to get around the short barrel rifle, you know, registration baloney. So, but this guy in particular, he was basically an extremely hardcore libertarian dude who spoke perfect English with only a slight German accent and lived in Germany, born and raised. And apparently the English government back in December alerted the German officials that there was basically a gun terrorist living in their midst. Oh. And an investigation was started. They raided his house last week.
Shoot. That was in Germany.
It was in Germany, okay. Yeah. They raided the German FBI, essentially, raided his house last week, found nothing illegal whatsoever.
Hmm.
And 2 days later, he was found dead in front of his parents' house in his car.
By what means?
Well, the authorities say there's no foul play going on, and everything's, you know, it wasn't a murder and it wasn't a suicide. That much we can be assured of. But
and how old was this guy?
28.
Well, it probably wasn't a heart attack.
He was a very, very fit.
Did he get vaccinated?
I have no idea. Yeah. I doubt it. This guy's a like I said, he's a legit libertarian. When you listen to him talk, he loves to say, live free or die.
Yeah.
Live free or die. Live free or die. He says it all the time. He clearly watches New Hampshire. He's familiar with New Hampshire if he's saying that.
So how many years has his gun model been around? This 3D printed semi-auto?
I don't know. The semi-auto.
We're talking about a rifle, like not a handgun?
It's like a small carbine.
Okay.
So not quite a rifle, not quite a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pistol caliber.
What's it called? Carbine. What's the name of it?
The FGC-9.
FGC-9, yeah. Okay.
The FGC-9 is what it's called.
And you said how many years?
Probably since 2015 or 16.
So this must have been relatively soon after the Liberator, right? So for for listeners, the history of 3D printed guns, the first one was called the Liberator. Mm-hmm. And it was this shoddy, literally you could maybe shoot one shot out of it before it became entirely
unsafe.
Dangerous kind of thing that could blow up in your hands. Yeah. But it was a proof of concept that you could do this with a 3D printer.
Uh-huh.
And it was named after
the original Liberator.
The really crappy Liberator that was dropped on France, I think, during World War II, was it?
They were dropping these semi-automatic little pistols that held, I think, 6 rounds of .45 ACP.
Were they? I thought they were one-shotters.
No, they had a 6-round mag in them, and I think that the only purpose for those Liberators was to kill a Nazi and
take his gun.
Better gun.
Right.
The Liberator that Cody Wilson designed, I won't say it was for the exact same purpose, because, of course, no Nazis are alive and well today in America. But if you ever had to kill a very bad person with a good gun and take their gun to protect yourself with, then that's what the Liberator would
work
for. Yeah.
Was Cody Wilson the designer of that?
Cody Wilson designed the Liberator. Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew he was the guy behind the Ghost Gunner, which is a kind of...
That came long after.
Help tool your own guns at home, finish your 80% lowers kind of machining device.
That was a few years after the Liberator came out.
Okay.
And at that point, he kind of, people will argue that this guy, Jay Stark, was actually the founder of 3D printed guns. So there's, they definitely spoke across the water to each other on, regular basis. And,
well, this guy took it to the next level.
He turned it into a semi-automatic.
Right.
Like a semi-auto is that's an interesting advancement in plastic.
Well, yeah, and presumably you could use it for more than one shot, unlike the Liberator, which was not... very useful.
Right. And this guy, his way of doing things wasn't just reliant. The Liberator that Cody Wilson made, you can print the entire thing. You can print the entire gun.
I believe, with the exception of one screw, right? Didn't you need to have
you need a nail.
Screw? Nail, okay.
You need a roofing nail to act as a firing pin.
Got it.
You can't have plastic hit a brass primer and expect it to dent it. So, you just need a roofing nail or, a finishing nail or whatever, and that would act as a firing pin. So, this guy, though, took it to the next level and actually made a very viable design. And he wasn't just doing 3D printing, though. He was making guns that you could go to the hardware store, you go to Home Depot and pick up the rest of what you need, and you could make a very serviceable semi-automatic weapon.
Have you ever shot one? Is that illegal to answer that question? You don't have to answer that question.
I've been in the presence of a multitude of 3D printed weapons.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal, right?
No. Having
in the U.S., we're not giving legal advice. We're not lawyers, but you
would never want to have, an off the books short barreled weapon or machine gun.
Is that what the FGC-9 is considered?
It was
short barrel.
That would be a short barrel rifle in the United States. Yeah, and
really?
He definitely had a homemade suppressor on it too. I don't know what their rules are about suppressors over there.
So the FGC-9 in the United States is considered short barrel and therefore illegal.
Definitely, you could build it with an arm brace. Well, like I said with a SIG arm brace, you could plop one of those on it, and it would skirt that law.
I see. Photos I'm seeing of these here are with the arm brace. Would appear to have an arm brace attached to them. So that's what people are building. Adding the arm brace to it would make it considered what?
A pistol.
Okay.
That would be legally a pistol.
Interesting.
Under a certain length.
You got to know what you're doing, these guys.
It's a minefield.
Yeah,
the ATF has set up a legal minefield for you to navigate in order to exercise your rights. Period. They're bad people. There's nothing good about them.
It's such a joke. And the fact that you can just go to Home Depot and make a gun.
Yeah, guns aren't rocket science. You can go to Home Depot and make lots of cool stuff.
You can spend about like $24 on supplies and then get a $200 Walmart gift card at the gun buybacks.
Yeah, they sell, just yeah, FYI, they also sell fertilizer at Home Depot.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Not me either. I kind of wish I did. It's pretty cool, but I know people love that stuff.
Want to weigh in on 3D printed guns? Jay Stark turns up dead, one of the key inventors behind this technology. You've got any opinion you want to share? Feel free to join us at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You
60. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about 3D printed guns, and one of the creators of arguably one of the most important ones out there, apparently, the FGC-9, has been found dead after, well, just so coincidentally happened to, right after the federal government in Germany raided his house, like a couple weeks ago. A few days later, they found him dead in his car.
Yeah, the raid was October 6th. On October 8th, he was found dead in his car sitting in front of his parents' house.
And
of a heart attack.
Oh, they are claiming it was a heart attack?
It was a heart attack.
And he's 28 years old.
28 years old, fit as a fiddle. The guy was always in the woods running around doing gun stuff.
Probably a directed energy weapon or something.
Could be, yeah. Could be.
It's creepy stuff. I was just looking at this FGC-9. It's an amazing little device. The Wikipedia page claims it was released only in 2020.
2020?
Yeah. It was fairly recent.
I think that's Mark II. That the versions of that have been around for a few years.
Interesting. Well, it says designed 2020, produced 2019 to present. So there was nothing prior to this? It was the Liberator that was the only one?
No, there have been people have been designing 3D printed
guns.
But
this was the first semi-auto?
Functioning, yeah. This is a functional kind of thing. People made Gatling guns and things like that before, but it's not, you know, a nice, tidy little package, carbine type of MP5 competitor type thing.
Now, I presume, I don't know a lot about 3D printing. I presume the tech has gotten a lot better over the years, right? Because wasn't the Liberator like circa 2013 or 2014 or something like that?
13, because I printed my Liberator in 13, I think.
Now,
sounds about right.
I presume it's legal to have a Liberator, but just not an FGC-9 without the...
Well, you don't. You just want to be careful about your barrel length and things like that.
Gotcha. And again, we can't give legal advice, but this is just your understanding as somebody who's done some personal research and your thoughts. So the tech's gotten better? I mean, is it that now you can print stronger plastic than you could a decade ago?
The plastic is basically the same as it has ever been. They are coming up, they're engineers, and they're looking for structural, you know, strength and things. So the way it gets printed, you know, if you print from top to bottom in one direction, it won't be as strong as if you print it top to bottom in a different direction. Mm-hmm. So if you print the barrel from the breech to the muzzle, it may be stronger than it would if you laid the barrel on its side and printed from the bottom the bottom half of the barrel to the top half of the barrel, it'll blow apart that way. But so they're always fussing and fiddling. They're designers and they're engineers, and they're trying to find
the best.
And we're trying to contain 50,000 pounds per square inch in a
explosions
in a piece of plastic. So
it sounds amazing that it can even be done at all.
Yeah,
let alone done multiple times.
It's gobsmacking,
yeah,
really, that it can be done.
And the governments of the world hate this.
Hate it. And because the beautiful thing of it, like Bitcoin, like cryptocurrency, they're files.
Yes, this is information.
It's information. It's speech. Right. It's literally speech. So, you know, you'll see the, if you're familiar with the come and take it canon, the Texas come and take it canon motif, they have one just the same for this, and it's just got a picture of a file, like a manila folder on it, come and take it. So
I've seen it with the Liberator, the old blocky Liberator gun, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because that ultimately, I mean, in the United States, there's supposed to be freedom of speech. And so passing around these files is an act of freedom of speech.
Pure and simple.
Whether you manufacture it or not and actually make a gun, then you might be crossing into some illegal thresholds within the United States. But just sharing a file, I mean, that's protected speech.
Absolutely.
Clearly. And I remember that Cody Wilson was gone after... by the federal government, he was also gone after by the Texas government, that's a whole other story, but the federal government went after Defense Distributed, which was his company, Cody Wilson, the creator of the Liberator, the creator of the Ghost Gunner. They targeted him and said, you have to take those files down from your website because somebody in another country could access them.
Sure.
And they had some sort of...
good. Well, let's... Spread some knowledge.
That was his intention, obviously, but he did end up taking the files down while the case went on, and I'll have to research it and see what happened. I remember it's something...
They ended up putting them back up.
They did put it back up, okay, because their argument was there was some sort of international regulation that the U.S. government had that said you couldn't share weapons or something. You could.
Yes. It's like an international arms trade, like treaty ban type
yeah,
thing.
So that was their argument, was, oh, well, you're essentially arming our enemies by giving this information out over the internet, and that's what the whole court case was predicated upon. And you're saying that Defense Distributed won that case, and they're now able to distribute it outside of the U.S.?
I don't know how it all happened,
yeah,
but I know they put them back up.
All right, well, that's good to know. I didn't know if they would, like, they only put them up to where it's geographically restricted to just...
I don't know. That's a good question.
We should freshen up on that particular case, because it's an interesting little aspect to this whole thing. But to just kind of bring our listeners up to speed, again, this Jay Stark guy from Germany, young guy, found dead after the German government decided to raid his house like 2 weeks ago, a week ago.
Yep. It was October 6th. He was found dead in front of his parents' house on October 8th.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we need to know about this story?
Yeah. Well, I think the same rule that applies to this, applies to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, applies to this.
Mm-hmm.
To liberty-loving people, if you take notice, and I hope you all have by now, that the government is either petrified by something or hates. This isn't a drug war. The government isn't afraid of drugs. The government loves the drug war. It feeds them.
Sure.
This is cryptocurrency and 3D printed guns. They are absolutely petrified of, and it has nothing to do with public safety. It has everything to do with them maintaining
control,
a stranglehold on their power over you.
Well,
so if you see one person that's getting taken down, that's your cue to do it too. Where they take one out, produce another 10,000. When they take one of those out, produce another 20,000. Amplify.
Well, one of the things we did when we got the word about Cody Wilson's takedown was we went out and found the files on a torrent site and started to
seed.
We downloaded the torrent and started seeding it. Because, again, to me, it's an act of freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite clear.
Yeah, the 3D printed, it makes it really easy. But in reality, like, anyone can just make a gun out of anything. So why are they freaking out about this? I don't know.
Well, because it makes it more professional. I mean, you can go down to Home Depot, get some PVC pipes, and, you know, make a potato launcher or whatever.
You can make a gun. You can make a 12-gauge shotgun with stuff, you know, Home Depot.
But, you know, is it going to look as nice? Is it going to be as, you know, slick? Is it going to be as effective?
Right.
I mean, having custom-made pieces.
It'll be effective.
Maybe, yeah. But having custom-made pieces, custom-printed pieces, I think is probably going to be more likely to be a more of a long-term solution.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, ultimately, the governments of the world, including the United States, they want serial numbers. They want to have total control, like you're saying, about Bitcoin. They like to control the Bitcoin exchanges. They focus on the centralized points.
Yeah.
That's where they put their pressure. And the same thing's true of the gun world. They put their pressure on the gun manufacturers, and they say, you got to follow all these rules. Well, when you can print your own gun at home,
all that is moot.
The rules are over.
Yep.
As long as they don't know about it.
Decentralization is the death knell of centralization. It's the antibiotic for that disease.
Yeah, and these guys are going to get violent. In order to protect their monopoly.
They're afraid and they're lashing out.
Right. In order to protect their control. So if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. The number here is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple unions throughout the nation are going on strike. About 10,000 members of the UAW are on strike against John Deere after the union rejected a wage deal with the farm equipment company. They joined 2,000 hospital workers and 1,400 Kellogg's workers in Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee already off the job. President Biden is continuing to promote vaccine mandates, although the Washington Post reported last month that vaccine mandates imposed by hospitals have led to many unvaccinated workers to leave or be terminated, which is exacerbating a shortage in skilled nursing and bedside care. There were also 173,000 fewer school employees in September 21 than in February 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News. A postal worker is shot and killed in a Denver suburb.
New information on the shooting death of a postal carrier in Longmont, Colorado yesterday afternoon. They now say it was an act of domestic violence. The Longmont police chief saying they arrested 26-year-old Devin Schreiner yesterday, charging her with first-degree murder. The unidentified victim was reportedly Schreiner's ex-girlfriend. Now, police say they don't have all the answers yet to just what happened, and they're urging people to help if they can.
If you have video cameras in that area, that would be incredibly helpful for us.
Reporting from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Best Buy is starting its early Black Friday sales this coming Tuesday. The sale will run for 4 days, and then the official Black Friday sale will begin on November 19th. The deals that begin next week will be covered by a Black Friday price guarantee if prices go lower. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here, police departments in major cities may be getting huge cuts, meaning the Seattle Police Department looking at cutting approximately a third of its force, meaning firing a third of its police force. We'll tell you about that on the way here with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and that'll take you to some introductory videos. You can watch just one of them. If you've only got less than 5 minutes to do this, you can do that, because the first video, I think, is about 3 minutes long. And that'll give you the basics on what makes cryptocurrency interesting, special, unique, and why it's been such a world-changing financial technology. You can go to Bitcoin.com and, again, click Get Started at the top of the page. And if you want to watch more than just that first video, obviously, you can dig as deep into the topic as you like. And also, news headlines are available and news in-depth news coverage over at news.bitcoin.com. So if you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest information about the world of crypto, go to news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Whether you want to discuss the 3D printed gun controversy out there with a very popular creator of one of the world's most, I guess, relevant 3D printed firearms, Jay Stark, turning up dead, mysteriously, 2 days after the German government raided his home. You can weigh in on that or whatever's on your mind. We got Dave Ridley calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Pittsfield, New Hampshire resident, is fighting back against the man, although he's kind of using the man to do it. But his name is Joseph McCoy, and he's filed a First Amendment lawsuit against the town of Pittsfield, because they ordered him to remove his storage trailer that had the word Trump USA on it. Not what I would put on it, but free speech is supposed to be for, you know, your ability to say bad things as well as good things. And so they argue that, well, your zoning laws say you're not allowed to have a trailer on your house for, you know, on your property for such a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taken it to federal court, and looks like he's lost. The U.S. District Court Judge Joseph LaPlante, it says, filed a decision that the town can order him to remove the trailer.
Yeah, basically, this judge, by the way, the same judge that's going to be hearing the Crypto 6 case, this particular judge, Joseph LaPlante, who, to his credit, has seemed relatively decent, all things considered, in the Crypto 6 hearings so far.
Let's not give him too much credit yet.
Yeah, in this case, he's obviously wrong, and he's ordering that the man in this case, Pittsfield resident Joseph McCoy, has to remove the trailer from his property because the town argued it didn't apply its zoning ordinance in an unconstitutionally vague manner and didn't violate the man's First Amendment rights, according to the judge's order. So they're basically, the judge is basically saying town zoning ordinances are more important than freedom of expression.
Should be a nice big First Amendment rally there before they tear that out.
It's a fine idea. Isn't Pittsfield like way up north though?
I don't know. I think it's Pittsburgh.
Okay, maybe you're right about that. But so what do you think, Dave? I mean, what's going to happen here? Dave, did we lose you? Dave Ridley going once, Dave going twice. Well, according to the story at the Union Leader, this was published just a few days ago, McCoy's attorney, Robert Foho, calls the decision grossly incorrect and fails to follow applicable law. And he does say that he's going to ask the judge to reconsider, which never works. I mean, if you've ever filed a motion to reconsider,
yeah, right?
Never heard of a motion to reconsider actually getting a judge to say, no. Oh, yeah, you know what? What was I thinking?
I made a boo-boo. Infallible priests of this religion don't make mistakes.
Yeah, and then Foho does say he intends to file an appeal. So this may go up to an appeals court level. I certainly hope that he does, because Foho also happens to be the very same attorney who had the mask case where Aria, me, and the lady that owns a local pho noodle place here in town called Pho Keen Great, we all had filed in federal court to challenge the governor of New Hampshire and the city of Keene's mask mandates. That, by the way, that case got kicked out of court back in August. And Foho, we asked him, hey, man, you know, do you want to appeal this? Because we paid him. You know, he wasn't just doing this out of the kindness of his heart. We paid him thousands of dollars to take this thing not through trial, but only just to the point of getting an injunction. So the intention was to get an injunction from a judge, like an initial injunction saying, all right, we're going to smack down these mask mandates while we hear this case. Well, the case never even got to the injunction, never even got to a hearing, because the federal judge kicked it out of court. And Foho, you know, basically his response, it took him days and days and days to finally get back to us. And his response was, well, he was thinking about not filing the appeal and that he was going to call us later that day and let us know why not. He never called. And then two days later, the appeal 30-day deadline ran out. So the time ran out and the same guy never actually filed the appeal. So, you know, I hope that his other client here, Jim Allard from Pittsfield, has better luck with Foho. I mean, he seemed like a smart guy as far as attorneys go, but he also wasn't particularly responsive.
Yeah.
He didn't get back to us when we emailed him frequently, or he'd write back and say he would get back to us, but then never did. And it's like, you shouldn't have to keep rattling the cage of somebody that you're paying.
Yeah, but they all work together. You know, they're all homies at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's that. Well, there's an interesting theory about that. But
the attorneys in Manchester are in violation in responding to my settlement asking, or it's going to be a lawsuit.
The city attorneys, you mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're in violation right now. Which is always expected.
Hold on, let me clarify what you're saying here. You have a suit,
yes,
against the city of Manchester,
yes,
for an illegal arrest,
yes,
of you earlier this year, where they manhandled you as well as Skyler, the 603
yes,
truth
but
guy.
I don't know what his case is going on with.
Right.
What's going on,
yeah,
with
your attorneys are just for you, not for him. But
right.
For listeners that might have been familiar with this arrest, it was you were outside of a it was like a hotel.
Yes,
you were doing
yeah.
some cop block kind of stuff out there. And the cops took you and this other guy down. They took him down with a taser.
Yeah.
You got arrested, and you're saying this was an illegal arrest. And
yeah, they dropped the charges. Yeah,
right.
Me,
and
me.
So you found some attorneys that were willing to take the case. And
yep.
Now who's you're saying they're in default, or what's going on with?
So they have a certain amount of time to respond. Then I allowed an extension because there was family matters. I took the benefit of the doubt on that stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and then. Now they're supposed to return a response. They haven't, and they're well within violation.
And so this response is they're supposed to come back and agree to a proposed settlement, right?
Or even just respond, mm-hmm. you know.
But you guys would like a settlement.
You'd
rather not go to court over this.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
And you were telling me off the air on a previous day that you expected them to settle.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just, like, not doing anything, is what you're saying.
Well, just I had to give them more time, that's for sure. But
okay.
You'd never have them on time for anything.
Mm.
Like public records requests, they always...
Oh, they drag their feet as much as they can.
Oh, yeah. They try to pull every trick out of the bag, you know?
Well, because there's no punishment for them. I mean, if they don't...
No.
If they go beyond the, you know, the minimum or the maximum 30... Is it 30 days? 90 days? What is it?
30 days.
30 days, then, you know, you can't, like, charge them with something. There's no punishment for that. It's just, oh, bad, bad, bad.
Well, there is. There's, like, violations, and if it's, like, a repeat offense or it's, like, unreasonable, then, yeah, you could actually get paid for that in a lawsuit. So like,
yeah, but they won't face any punishment, is what I'm saying. Like, the bureaucrats at the bureaucracy who are dragging their feet and trying to prevent you from getting information, you may be able to sue and get some sort of monetary settlement from the government bureaucracy, but those individuals will not, they're not going to jail. They're not going to have to actually pay that.
Oh, no, they're not going to go to jail.
They're not going
to
pay that out of their own paychecks. You know, they're not going to get their pay docked over this.
The city employees, like, they embezzle money all the time. They don't go to jail.
603-283-6160. That's because it's good to be in the gang.
Yep.
Good to be in the club. All right, 603-283-6160. Your thoughts on the guy with the Trump trailer? He's being told that zoning ordinances are more important than his freedom of speech, according to a federal court that kicked his case out with a summary judgment. There's more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Police Department of Seattle and Chicago may see some mass firings coming soon as a lot of police officers, turns out they actually care about bodily freedom when it comes to their own bodies.
Their own bodies.
They don't want to put a vaccine in their body, and I support their right not to.
Really not sure how I feel about this whole thing. I'm really torn on. Like,
we'll get into it. We'll talk about that.
Which way am I supposed to let my hate flow?
Hate only hurts the hater.
I know.
But I do want to let you know also about Intercoin. It is an interesting website. You can go to intercoin.org. It's an organization that actually allows you as a business or your organization to launch your own currency or raise money using your own token. And they've now launched worldwide. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build, you can go to intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team there will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. So head over to intercoin.org. As we continue, we actually had Dave Ridley call in and tell us about this Trump trailer situation that I hadn't heard anything about. And Matt, you checked it out. Pittsfield is apparently very nearby Concord, New Hampshire.
Just east of Concord.
So the state capital here in New Hampshire, where a man who was targeted by the town for a enforcement of the town zoning ordinance. Basically, they said, hey, this 52-foot storage trailer, which looked like the back of a tractor trailer, essentially, yeah, had wheels on it, was not allowed to be on the property. Now, it just so happens that he had painted Trump USA across the 52-foot trailer. So he was using it basically as a billboard for people driving by.
I don't particularly want to look at it. But he has right to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's his property. He should be able to set whatever the hell he wants to on it with whatever message he wants on it. But unfortunately, District Judge Joseph LaPlante in the U.S. District Court didn't agree with his First Amendment lawsuit, which was brought by attorney Robert Fojo,
And he kicked it out of court with what's called summary judgment. That, as I understand it, is where a judge makes a decision on a case before it's even heard. Essentially, the judge is like, oh, well, this is crystal clear. We don't even need to have a hearing. Boom, case closed. You're, you know, declined. You lose. So they're going to have to appeal. But I thought it was interesting to share the perspective of the Pittsfield Select Board on this. Jim Allard, the chairman of the Select Board, said that after being flexible and allowing for time extensions for the removal, the Select Board finally required McCoy to move it in 2018, and he did so. Almost 2 years later, McCoy filed the lawsuit. Allard said there was no political or free speech element to the board's decision. Quote, some members of the board who hadn't traveled that road weren't even aware that it had the sign on it. The message had no bearing whatsoever. So they're claiming, we don't care what the tractor trailer says. You're not allowed to have a tractor trailer sitting on your property because the words we wrote on paper say you're not allowed. And the select board had twice extended a permit for the trailer to be used as storage. He said, quote, it seemed like somebody had an idea well after the fact. Hey, let's sue the town and see what happens. He said further, this was only a First Amendment case in the manner in which Mr. McCoy raised the issue. I can tell you with certainty that after the trailer was removed, it was replaced with numerous political signs on his property about which nobody said anything. So the town's making the argument, hey, look, we let you put all the political signs up that you wanted to. We don't care about the content of what's on the trailer. We just don't want the trailer there because we got ordinances.
Ordinances are important because ordinances, you've got to build bypasses, you know, in order to.
Yeah, it's important.
No, it's not important. It's not important. It's a bunch of crap.
Hey, you know, there's a guy in Vermont who he could, depending on the outcome of this whole thing, he could follow this Vermont dude's lead.
What happened there?
A couple years ago, this guy went to war with the town over trying to build a garage on his property, and they wouldn't let him for whatever reason. So he put a telephone pole up on the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's right near the road, and he put a giant middle finger.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah, and they can't take it. There's nothing they can do to take it down. It's freedom.
Because it's art.
It's art.
It's an art sculpture.
Yep. So that's in Westford. If you want to Google that, it's in Westford, Vermont. Just type in Westford, Vermont, or just Vermont middle finger.
No, I love that story.
Yeah,
it's still up.
It's still up, and it's lit. He put lighting around it.
But he still can't have his garage.
Correct.
Right?
It's worth it to the town, I guess.
Yeah,
but it really makes the town look horrible, too. Yeah, and I hope they've learned their lesson, which they didn't, because...
Look, what needs to happen here, I mean, look, I think that zoning ordinances should be challenged. I hope Robert Fojo, the attorney in this case, does go higher up with this. And, I mean, how many times have zoning ordinances actually gone to the Supreme Court? Has that ever happened?
I don't know. I doubt it.
I mean, I would love to see what happens, you know, challenging zoning ordinances on a First Amendment basis. On, look, this is my right to express myself, whether I'm expressing myself with a sign that says Trump or I just want to organize a tractor trailer and some, you know, old burnout cars and, you know, old washing machines on my property as an art exhibit.
It's a henge.
Right. Yeah, there you go. So why shouldn't I be able to do that? Oh, well, it looks ugly. Well, look, it's my property, isn't it? Shouldn't I be able to make it look however I want it to?
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, I agree with you.
No, you can't, because then these people over here will be able to sleep at night, the ones that steal your money.
Well, I could,
they need to control you further.
Which is really, you know, that's what it's about. The ugliness of the tractor trailer is bringing down the property values, and
that's
that means they can't tax everybody's side. They're gonna have to reduce the assessments.
Unfortunately, I'm not optimistic about their chances because, well, you know, why would the federal government not uphold government power? But they still should hopefully go all the way with this, so it'll be interesting to track the story and see how it goes. But in the meanwhile, there is something that the state government, state representatives who are liberty-friendly could do about this. They could abolish zoning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because in New Hampshire, there's what's no home rule. So some states have what's called home rule, where if, you know, like Chicago wants to have totally restrictive gun regulations, but the rest of the state not so much, they can do that because they have, you know, home rules, so they can pass whatever they want. I'm presuming Chicago has home rule. A lot of states have this. New Hampshire doesn't. So what that means is local towns and cities cannot pass in theory. Keene ignored it once, and they got away with it. But they, in theory, cannot pass laws, ordinances, town ordinances, that are not specifically authorized by the state government. So the state government says you can have zoning. And so, therefore, most of the towns in the state and cities have zoning. There's actually some that don't. Grafton is one of the towns that doesn't. There's a town called Leominster that doesn't have zoning. In those towns, you literally just go and build whatever you want, and you don't have to go to some government bureaucrat and beg for permission first. There's no code enforcement goons that can go around and stop you.
That sounds like heaven.
Yeah, that actually exists here in New Hampshire. But unfortunately, most of these people are control freaks, and they do have zoning, and that just needs to end. And all it would take would be, you know, a majority of the state house and the state senate, and then a signature from the governor, and zoning's over at that point. They could abolish all the zoning laws, all the code enforcement departments in one fell swoop.
I was thinking, like, you know, someone should run for tax assessor and then walk up to people's property and be like, oh, this is not my property. It's worth nothing to me. It just read zero.
You would never be given that job.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So just essentially just cut off the money flow entirely.
Yeah. They wouldn't let you get away with it.
Well, your house looks like it's worth about $12.
But that's another
thing.
That's
what I would buy it for.
That's another thing, though, what the state could do with property taxes. When we get enough freedom-loving people in state of government or the state government, we've got like a few dozen at this point. But we need more. They could keep property taxes in place. I mean, I think they should get rid of them, but they could make them voluntary. They could say, oh, there's no more penalty. Because right now, if you don't pay property taxes, there's like a 12%. I actually think they reduced it to 8%. An 8% per year, per annum penalty on that. And then if you don't pay for 2 years, they can then proceed with a tax sale, sell your house at auction, and steal your house and your property right out from under you.
Yeah, you'd really start to see who the true tax lovers were. Let's see all those extreme pro-tax people coughing up all kinds of money if it goes voluntary.
Yeah, well, I mean, and then it would also do something really interesting, which would be to actually make governments accountable.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't know for sure that they were going to get the tax, like, it would still allow them to send out their tax bills, like, okay, well, here's what we want you to pay. But if you didn't pay, if the tax couldn't be enforced against you, and you can just keep racking up, you know, whatever the bills are, and you're not paying them, and there's no actual punishment for you to do that, then they've actually got to satisfy their customers, so to speak. They've actually got to do something valuable in order for people to say, okay, yeah, I think the city government's done good with the roads this year. I think they've done good with, you know, fill in the blank, and then they can cut a check and send it in for whatever they think it's worth. So that's something else that, with enough people in the state government, we could actually change. So I do hope that someday we'll see a complete end to zoning ordinances and get these neighborhood Nazis out of our lives.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there's more coming up here.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.